If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Christian. You're listening to Tech and Science Daily from the Evening Standard. If you like it, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Here's what's happening today, Friday, March the 5th.
We will lift the suspension of the Donald Trump channel when we determine that the risk of violence has decreased.
YouTube boss Susan Wojcicki tells the Atlantic Council under what conditions Donald Trump's suspension from the platform could be lifted.
Looking at government statements, government warnings, would look at increased law enforcement, and you know, where we stand today, it's hard for me to say when that's going to be, but it's pretty clear that right now where we stand, but there still is that elevated risk of violence.
After the deadly Capitol Hill riot on January 6th, the former president's account was suspended for violating YouTube's incitement of violence policy. The platform operates a three-strike system, and an account must receive all three strikes within 90 days to be permanently removed. Ms. Wojcicki says the policy applies to everyone. The suspension in January was Mr. Trump's first strike. Scientists are investigating a new coronavirus variant detected in 16 people in the UK. That's according to Public Health England, who say it was first identified on February 15. It adds that all individuals who tested positive and their contacts have been traced and advised to isolate. The variant is understood to have originated in the UK and was designated a variant under investigation on February 24. New variants emerge regularly and experts are conducting frequent analysis to see which are of concern and which are not. Nine great apes at San Diego Zoo have been vaccinated for COVID-19. Zoo officials say they're the first non-human primates known to be vaccinated against the virus. It comes out of concern for the animals after a troop of Western lowland gorillas in its safari park tested positive for COVID-19 in January. Director Lisa Peterson told Reuters at the time that it's believed an asymptomatic handler infected the apes.
The team wears PPE around all of our wildlife. And so even with all those precautions, we still have an exposure that we think happened with that team member.
Four orangutans and five bonobos received COVID-19 injections in January and February. Three more bonobos and a gorilla are also expected to receive the jab. Hundreds of thousands of space enthusiasts have jumped at a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to fly around the moon for free. Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa put a call out on his website for artists to join him on the lunar mission on SpaceX's Starship in 2023. The entrepreneur says he's received more than 300,000 applications from 237 countries and areas. Most of the requests so far come from India, followed by the US, Japan, France and the UK. Applications to be a crew member of the Dear Moon project will remain open until March 14. Five, four, rockets, high-altitude balloons and space planes could all set off from UK soil in just a few years. The Department of Transport is due to release plans to enable space flights to flourish while remaining safe. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps claims the sky is no longer the limit when it comes to the country's ambitions for space flights. We'll be back in a minute. Why not hit subscribe in the meantime?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The southwestern region of Iceland has recorded 18,000 earthquakes in the past week, prompting warnings they could trigger a volcanic eruption. The Icelandic Meteorological Office says the largest of the quakes was a 5.7 magnitude, and as they continue, there's the possibility of up to a 6.5 magnitude quake being felt in some areas. Meanwhile, scientists are investigating whether a triple tremor in New Zealand could be linked. A sequence of three major offshore earthquakes triggered tsunami warnings and evacuations along the east coast of the country on Thursday. All three earthquakes happened along the Tonga-Kamatic subduction zone, the first nearly 1,000 kilometres away from another two that were within tens of kilometres of each other. Timothy Stern, Professor of Geophysics, says while the later two relate to each other, the earlier one happened at a distance generally considered too far away to trigger further quakes. But he says if it's found that it did, it could add to the argument that Earth is critically stressed in plate boundary settings to such a level that just a small nudge could set off another event. And finally, a new safety feature might be coming to Apple's Find My app that would help prevent someone from using the kinds of devices tracked in the app to stalk you instead. 9to5Mac reports that item safety alerts have been spotted in the iOS 14.5 beta, and this will notify you if an unknown device being tracked on Find My is moving with you. There's also an option to remove it or disable it. You're up to date. We'll be back on Monday with Mark Blunden at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.